Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Monday the 2nd of August. Hope you've all had a good weekend. Mine's been pretty decent. I'll get to that in a minute. What have we got? I'm not about much this week, that's the first thing. I am going up to Middle Earth tomorrow and then going to the cricket at Trent Bridge. Meeting a few FTS members and things up there. Normally when I do such things, I take my laptop and try and keep working away. I am going to take my laptop, but I'm actually going to have a couple of days off. I'm definitely taking an approach this year of not being switched on 24/7. It was very manic last year with COVID. You know, I had to process football every day. We're going to have a much better schedule of football. So if I do get a chance to have down days, then I am going to have down days. So unfortunately, those of you waiting for things will have to wait till I'm back. I don't get back till I can get back into London with Thursday morning, but I've got a meeting in London Thursday afternoon. So then I'll be back Friday, football process, and I'll get into stuff then. I do hope to get summer school up before I go. I've been busy this morning, got RE duty in a bit, so it just depends, but I will do my best to get that up before I go. Otherwise, I'm afraid it will have to go up Friday afternoon. But once I haven't got any more excursions booked after this, so once I'm back, I can turn my focus to that. I've had a good week trading. I've spent a lot of time in the sort of, whilst we had the Euros and things, just sort of looking at my own setup, what I actually do. I set myself new goals. I've got goals of, you know, personal life goals. I've got goals financially, which are more to do with how much I want to actually win before I knock this on the head. Sort of one of the things that drives me might sound a bit sad, but I've got a figure in my head of profit I want to get to. Lifetime more is just to say I've done it type goal. So I had a look at what I do and not really had a chance to do that properly for a couple of years with COVID, just because of the way the football schedule fell, and I just got into this rhythm of this is it, this is it, this is it, this is it. And it's been really, I've really enjoyed actually stepping back, looking at what works really well, what I know works well, what I think will work well, and sort of, I guess, turning myself into a bit more of a, and I don't mean this jokingly, a sort of more of efficient machine, so making sure that the bits I do really are worthwhile, really are where the profit is, really are not stressful trading, not time consuming, just stuff that I know is solid and is fairly stress free. I do like stress free trading, you know, like the 1.5 trades, they're stress free, you get plenty of winners. So I've got a couple of methods that I've put into plan this week, just to check that that is what I thought. I had a really good weekend to smallish stakes, and I'm going to take myself. I sort of say to people, I actually met an FTS member last week, and I said one of the things I want to try and do is get him out of his comfort zone trading, stake wise. He was sort of staking a level, and I said, if we up that a little bit, how would you feel? And he said, I wouldn't be overly happy. I said, well, that's why I want to try and get you to this, and I'm actually going to do it myself. I'm going to ramp some stuff up to some bigger four-figure trades that I know is sort of solid, and it will be a slight difference, but it will escalate my winnings. So yeah, I've had a good weekend, and I really do. I know it's an easy thing to say, and I know like some people have been laying draws in Belgium and it's sitting at 40% or whatever, 38% I think after yesterday. That won't continue. It's just not normal. So I know it's easy to say, and you know, other people have done well. It's always the way, you know, people who win, people who lose. But I do think it's going to be a fantastic 12 months. Certainly, I've got, as I say, certain things that I want to do, helping people, getting information out better, and by freeing up time, not tying myself to these processes day in, day out, making them quicker, all that sort of side of things. I think we're going to be, I think we're going to have a really good year, and hopefully share as much of that with people as possible. I've been asked to keep getting asked about Kane, what are my thoughts? My thoughts are football's mad. I think if they buy Grealish for 100 million, that's mad. No disrespect to Villa fans, but you know, I don't think any footballer's worth 100 million, but you're talking about a guy who's very talented. You know, I said I'd love to have seen him at Spurs when we could have got him for 20 million. But, you know, if he looks like he's going to go to City by all accounts, is he a 100 million pound player? You know, he's been a great player in a mid-table team in amongst all those stars. Is he going to be the same player? We don't know. We didn't get to see him at the Euro, so we didn't see him in that setting. Just mad. And if they then buy Kane on top of that, 150 million, or Haaland for 160 million, Chelsea are talking about, I think it's just gone nuts. I think you might as well let them have that Super League and sod off. I think it's just destroying football for me. You know, I just look at it and think, what it's always been. You know, I get that people say, well, Stoke City, when they looked at it and it was all about Swansea, they're going to never win anything. But it's just getting ridiculous now. You know, you did get these teams winning the cups and things. It just looks like Man City are trying to buy everything, and there doesn't seem to be anything that can stop them. PSG doing it in France. It was nice to see them get beat last night. That's how it gets you thinking. But the reality is they're just going to, it just seems to be a free for all for these teams to buy who they like. I can't see that it's good for the game. That's my view on it. And if Spurs can get 150 million for Kane, you sell him, don't you? Why wouldn't you? You know, it's a ridiculous amount of money. It's massive. It's an eighth of the stadium. It's just nonsense. I just don't get it. But I'm not sure they will get Kane, because I just think that Levy will dig his heels in, and it will be whether they pay their money. But it will drag on until August the 30, whatever, causing nonsense. Right, a little bit of Mindset Monday. Not going to go on too long today. But I did want to sort of talk about how it's difficult when I do these because I can't remember what I did in summer school and what I did on these. But again, because I don't script anything and write anything down. But if you want to be successful, one of the things I talk about is self-improvement. And one of the biggest self-improvement, mine, is the mental approach. And we all tend to be shaped by our preconceptions of how we see things. You know, particularly as the word I use a lot is scarred. That if you are scarred by it. So I go into this season really positive, because I see that football is going to be on a different layout. I've got clear methods of what I'm going to do. I've got a clear method in my head of how I'm going to execute all that. So I can't see that anything can go wrong with it. Where obviously last year we had that period of uncertainty from March. Is football going to play? When's it going to come back? What's it going to look like when it comes back? We've got all that. We know it's back. We know what's going to happen. So I've got nothing in my head other than all I've got to do now is do that every day and execute it, and it's going to take me less time. I'm not going to be tied up at the computer. I'm going to take myself out of a little bit of a staking comfort zone. I'll be having bigger bets, which will be something new to me, but I've mentally prepared myself for it and I've built up to it, and I'm using other people's money in effect to do it. So all those sort of things I've got built into me, where other people will be going into it. Again, I think the word is scarred by the past, and then hoping that this season will be good, rather than going, I'm going to smash it out of the park. And I think I've said on these before that I get up every day going, I'm going to smash it out of the park. That's going to be a winner today. I got to a stage last year, genuinely myself, and this just shows you how you get mentally affected. Obviously, all the other things going on in life, where I was running my processes and a great big long list of games would come up, and the sort of life drained out of me because I just, I've got to sit here all day doing that. Where now I'm running my processes. Yes, I've shortened that list down. I've focused more on the stuff that I know is really solid, works well, I can get the money on. So I've sort of said I don't actually need to do that bit because, yeah, it's winning money, but I can just put more on here and do that. And I actually get into the stage again now where games are popping up, and I'm excited again. I actually can't wait for that game to come around. Of course, you're not going to win every one, but you just get that feeling that I'm actually looking forward to this and I've got a clear plan. But I understand that a lot of people just have this hope. And as I've always said, no one's forcing you to have a bet. Nobody's holding a gun to your head. And if you've got those preconceived sort of, I've always got beat, oh, here we go again. You know, somebody in the Telegram group did lay the draw in Belgium. Oh, I've had a terrible start. It was all a little bit, here we go again. You know, to be fair, I emailed them and they emailed back and, yep, we've got the bank set up and we can do it. This, that and the other. And a bit of that's understanding the game, that if you think that a league is going to run, you know, we had exactly the same last year with the Championship. It was almost the same sort of conversations. If you think that there's 18 games played in the two leagues, I think both of them are running at about 38% draws. If you think that's going to continue, you're nuts. It's pre-season, early season form, and that's what we got. And some people sort of don't bet until 5-6 weeks. I don't ramp things up myself until the end of this month. So in effect, you know, it'll be into September before I'm firing on all cylinders, because I've just let everything settle down. You know, we're going back to, as I say, the transfer window sagas and all that. You don't even have settled teams. You know, Harry Kane, we're playing in 2 weeks. I don't think he's even back in training yet. So if he stays at Spurs, you know, he might not play those early games. All that's got to sort itself out, and I like to let that all sort itself out. Because I just get annoyed at myself. Like, if I started ramping things up right now, and then I'd look at it and go, I flipping knew that would be the case. You know, you told yourself, Ian, so why are you flipping diving in? And you don't need to dive in, that's the thing. And I think what you've got to look at, if you've got those sort of things, I mean, I say at the start of every season, you know, caution, don't go diving in. It is that the only thing that gets all this out your system over time is self-improvement. It's nothing to do with what you bet. Some of it sometimes is to do with how you bet, but it's that self-improvement of actually accepting the status of where you are and your state that you're in, your state of development, your state of thinking, what you actually look at, what you're blaming when you do lose, how that all is, and then moving it to this sort of state of responsibility and what do we need to improve, what do we need to confront about ourselves, what do we need to actually go and say, this is what I need to do to operate properly in this game. As I say, the market is just sat there. It's just a tool that we use. It's how we operate around that and what skills, you know, we did in the summer school, the top trumps cards, things like that. What skills have I got? What skill haven't I got? And what do I need to be responsible for and learn to move forward? And the trading and the trading tools, they're just a way to hopefully accumulate money, or obviously if you get it wrong, to lose in money. But they're never going to change. The makeup of football isn't ever really going to change. Certain numbers will change fractionally, but I always say it's actually quite a predictable game. We've had an unpredictable period, but we've had an unpredictable period in life. Will we see more away wins in the Premier League this season than home wins? I would have huge amounts that we don't. I think that was a one-off season that we saw. I don't think that football has changed to that. But obviously, the more we preconceive, oh, football's changed, that's what we blame everything on. So then we don't say, actually, let me look at me. What am I doing? What are my goals? What's my setup like? What am I building towards? Where's it going? If it goes wrong, where can it go wrong? And one of the things I talked in the summer school is most people go try, fail. They never go try, fail, diagnose. And that's one of the skills that I probably have that a lot of people don't, is that I'll diagnose where I'm going wrong. So I'll look at something and I'll go, why isn't that working as I want it to work? Exactly the same as if your car goes wrong, you get somebody to have a look at it and they'll tell you what's wrong with it first. I don't say, bin that, mate, go and buy another car. They'll say, this is what's wrong with it. It's going to cost you X, Y, Z or whatever to fix it. And I think that diagnosis stage is a real important stage of what people do. You know, and again, everything I try and do is led towards people standing on their own 2 feet, that you're not relying on other people, you're not waiting for your phone to beep with a trade, you're actually in a position where you can sit down and go, this is my process, this is what I'm going to do. This is the market I'm going to work in. This is how I'm going to work in that market. This is what I would expect to see out the end of it. So I have already an expectation of what I want to come out the end if I go through those processes. I don't have a hope that it's going to go. I have figures in my setup that I think that's where that should get to if things go as I perceive them, and these are the steps along the way to do that, and then you end up just finding. But we are all formed, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, I've talked a lot about confirmation bias, preconceived ideas, we're all, me included, held by those, and you have to try and break out of them at times to help yourself. So if you are particularly negative and you're going around going, you know, and you might only have all bad memories, every, you know, all your punting's just been bad memories, negativity, it just preconceived, that's how you see the game. You need to try and chip away at that, and it is a thing to do in steps. You know, the more you try and experience new stuff, the more you try and learn new stuff, the more you try and change what you do, and that's one of the big things. I always say to people, I go back to golf again. I don't play much now, but when I played with people who were playing badly, the bit I couldn't understand is why they just kept doing the same thing. So I used to say to them on the course, just do something completely different. So for example, if they were aiming left and slicing the ball, I'd say to them, just aim right. I know you're slicing, it's going right, but just aim right. And then from that position, aiming way right, 50 yards right, try and hit the ball left. So you're actually trying to do something completely different. You're trying to get the club face to close. What's the worst that can happen? You're playing shit anyway. You're playing absolutely garbage. We're looking for balls in the rough all the time. Why don't you just try and do something different? But there's a great thing in human nature to not embrace new stuff and just keep doing the same thing time and time and time again. And it's that, you know, was it Einstein? Doing the same thing and expecting different results is madness. So as we go into this season, I realise some people are straight out of the blocks and running into it. I personally am not. You know, I'm going to ease my way into it. And as I say, I'll be having big four-figure bets come September. You know, I use a lot of this time just to see what's happening, check the markets, check that what I think is going to work, you know, is operating how I want to do it. So it's all about process at the minute. I'm, you know, I've won money, but I just want to make sure my processes are good. If they're good at 500 quid, they'll be good at a grand, good at 2 grand, whatever it may be. But yeah, if you're in that stage where these things, you've got to look at yourself and what can I actually change? And a lot of it comes down to what your expectations were, what your goals were, and all those elements of it put together that we start to say, actually, this is where this could go wrong. And again, it's that diagnosis stage of this is where that's going wrong. And as I say, at the minute, most people who are losing want to blame something else. But what you need to do is actually take a look at it. I genuinely believe it's a real self-help thing that we get into and we go, right, this is what we are trying to get to. This is my processes, all the stuff we've talked about before, for getting to it. Am I actually executing that? Because that's one of the big things. It's, we can talk about it, we can draw plans up, and a lot of people get to that stage and they'll do their goals and that, and then I'll go back to them 3 months later and say, how's that? Oh, well, it's all lapsed a bit. You know, it's a bit like we start the diet and then we have the bag of sweets on day four, or we go to the cinema and we'll have crisps and a 2 litre fizzy drink or whatever it may be. All those things then kind of get washed over. Oh, that didn't really happen, that didn't, but it did. And we've got to account for that in what we're doing. So, yeah, I want to move these into now, over the next few weeks, into steps of how we actually start to shape people. But it's difficult because obviously I'm talking to many different people with many different ways that they look at things, many different preconceptions of things, you know, and it does come down, everything comes down to, at the end of this game, you will get out of it genuinely exactly what you deserve. There's no magic wand. The people who do it and make money, they're not got a natural gift. They're not there. They've all grafted. They've all been through losing spells. And they get out of it exactly what they deserve to get out of it. And I think the biggest thing for me over the years is seeing people who expect expect, and this is the key word, expect to get XYZ and expect to get it for fuck all. And I think that's become a little bit of life in general over my sort of recent experiences of people, that too many people actually think that life's a bit of a jaunt and you're not going to get... It's almost like you're owed a living. You know, so I'm going to try and take you through a process over the next 4 or 5 Mondays where we manage this, where we actually look at ways we can manage this and bits that we can do, some sort of exercises, some stuff on goal setting, some stuff on process, some stuff on this diagnosis that I talk about. But it all starts at the start with your level of thinking. And it's not saying people are thick. It's saying when you know, I always come back with people, when you got into this, when you chose to do that, what was it generally that you expected? What was it that you were aiming for? And I think a lot of people hope that something's going to work out rather than have a plan. And as I say, I know, I absolutely know that I will win money this season. It will literally be a matter of how much. I know that going into it. And that people may say that's arrogance. It's not. I know the way I'm going to operate. I know that my risk reward is right. I know that I'm not going to have horrific downturns. I know that football would have to fall off the end of the world for that not to be the case. Of course, I'll have losses along the way. That's simply, you know, that's unavoidable, as we've always said. But it doesn't have to be. What's the word? Whilst it's hard work, it doesn't have to be painful hard work. You know, you can. That's how I'm enjoying it again. We've got to build up confidence, experience, process, all these things. But we've got to start. If I'm talking to somebody who genuinely thinks they can't win before they start, or has only ever been beaten up, and why should this be any different? Until they start to themselves change that, and I accept that results will change that, but there's still things you can do at home to change that. And get into, like, you know, I'm a very positive person. Whilst I come across a moany old bastard, I'm a lovely guy and I'm very positive. And I'm fantastic fun to be around. I am genuinely. But you've got to, you know, I look at some people, and I could name a couple, but I won't, just for their sake. But, you know, I've dealt with people, some people I've worked with 5-6 years, and one guy in particular, he's just glass half empty. He is so glass half empty, and I've tried and tried and tried and tried that I've sort of now said, you know what, I'm done. Because it's just, until you know, it's like the alcoholic, until he admits he's had a drink and he's got a drink problem, it's really hard. And this guy's so half empty that I just look at it and go, I don't really know any more that I could do. I don't know what I could do that would. And one of the things I say to people is, in life in general, I've got 2 or 3 people like this, I don't know what would make you happy. It's almost like they're happy being miserable, happy going, oh, this is all going to go wrong. I actually don't know what would make you happy. If you walk, you know, write down what would it take in your life to get a fucking smile on your face and get a bit of positivity about you. What would it take? Because life is for living, and I think your overall, I keep coming back to, you can't just do it in trading. If your overall approach to life is to be a moany old negative bastard, it's really hard then to transform that. I might be a moany old bastard, but I moan about the right things and I try and do it in a light-hearted way, and I have views on things and people ask me views on things. If you think that's actually the person I am, then you're fucking mad, because I'm not. I get up every day, as I say, I'm going to smash it. I'm going to absolutely smash the shit out of it. And I guess the skills I've got, I know when not to get involved, I know when to get involved. That's skills you pick up along the way through trading. That's process. That's what I want to do. But you've got to have the right mental side around you, the right, I guess it would be what, mental approach, mental energy. And you've got to look at building that and developing that. And that's what I want to look at. I want to really talk about sort of exercises and skills that we can work on to develop the mental side. We know we can all talk about betting processes, do this, keep these records, download those sheets, do the same thing every day. Alongside that, you've got to have some mental development to actually get the disappointment how to learn, cope with adversity, all those things moving along. Because this should be fun. You know, that's the reason I do this. And you know, Shazwad, when I was in Birmingham with her a few years, she said, you'll keep going, you know, forevermore because you love it. There's days when I have bad days. There's days when I have bad days dealing with people. You know, I'll get to, oh, for fuck's sake, this bloke again, he's fucking driving me mad. But the actual life should be fun. Life should be fun, and I think we've probably lost a bit of that, particularly with COVID. You know, I think it's been hard to enjoy yourself over the last 12 months with all that's gone on. So getting that back, and that'll be a challenge for some people. You know, I said to Sam the other day, the thought of actually going out, I got so used to just being stuck indoors, that the thought of actually going out, it's become quite a big thing. Oh, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. But life should be fun, and trading should be fun. It should be fun. You should be enjoying it. You know, it should be something you get up and go, yeah, I'm really enjoying that. And that's what I want to try and make. I guess for me, one of my goals would be I want more people to enjoy it. I want to have we got a great community in FTS. We got a great Telegram group. That some of the lads in there are fantastic. I want them to enjoy the betting side. So that's the next step of it. I don't want, oh, fucking hell, this went there. Oh, what do you do here? I want them, hey, here we go, another day. Let's get up and go. And there's a few lads in there. One of the guys posts every day, it's every Friday. A little gif about dancing around. But, anyway, that's where we're going to go. So I'm going to take over these next few weeks on Mondays. A little bit of mental training is what we're going to do. So we're going to try and focus actually on not just me waffling on, actually doing some mental training, leading people, hopefully, to change their mental approach, hopefully in life in general. And we'll talk about goals and we'll talk about aims and we'll talk about bits like that. But actually how to turn things around and rationalise things positively rather than looking at the negative side. And I know for some people it won't be possible. And I think then, obviously, by the time we get into the crux of the season, September, October, we'll be all flying. Right, a couple of other things. We are opening up. I am definitely going to spend less time training. I've got automation. I've got my own less is more approach that I'm adopting, which will be less is more with bigger stakes, this, that and the other. So in effect, I'll be winning probably more money, but the same money for less work. So I'm going to start up. I did it a couple of years ago and I started. I'm going to have a day in a pub in London. I started this a while back. Obviously, I can't take everybody, but if people are interested, the day I am looking at, hold on a second, is, I should think I'd have this ready, but I've got to open me machine up, is the 16th of September, Thursday the 16th of September. I'm going to hire a pub in London. I'm going to put £500 behind the bar. And if people want to come and have a drink for a couple of hours, we'll do sort of like 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Once the £500's gone, you can buy your own drinks. But now we're open up, if we can get 15, 20 people. So if that interests anybody, I'm looking at the 16th of September, sort of like I say, about 2 in the afternoon. Pub in London. If you interest me, then drop me an email. It obviously, if I get 100 people, I'm not going to do it for 100 people. But and if you miss out, you miss out. That's just the way it goes, I'm afraid. It's one of those. But if people who are interested email in, and it will be a meet up, have a few beers, actually interact with people, and I'll be there if people want to talk to me about punting. If I can get Dave along, Dave can be there, talk to people about goals and any technical side of things, and then obviously there'll be a few FTS members there who know what they're talking about as well, So if anybody fancies that, if not, I'll sit in the pub on my own, drink 500 quid's worth, and there won't be an ultimate process on Friday the 17th. Maybe an international break. I haven't looked. Have we got the... I don't watch old Fraudgate. He's gone. I don't know whether we'll have an international break around that time or not. But that's the date anyway. So if anybody is interested, it's a fresh list. I'm not... Ignore the emails from last year because obviously we couldn't do it. If anybody is interested, Thursday the 16th of September, Uptown... as I say, I can't take everybody if I got 50, but I'll work through it on a fair first come, first serve basis. And yeah, we'll have a day out. Right, arrivederci, I'm out of here. I won't be back now. There won't be a pod tomorrow because I'm travelling up to the cricket. So I will be back with you on Friday. There'll be limited service from me through this week. As I say, I will check emails, but you know, if anything is urgent, I'll deal with it. But queries and stuff like that I'll get to. I'm going to try and work through the summer school, get that up, and I'm going to try and do a few more of you've sent me ultimate systems to look at. I'll do a bit of that on the train, but I've got a bit of Excel I want to do on the train on my way up as well. But obviously I've got a train up, train back, so I'll deal with some of those bits then. Have a good week, and I'll be back. Oh well, some of you I'll see in Nottingham, Middle Earth, and I'll be back with you on Friday.